Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. We're going to continue our theme of spiritual warfare. I trust you're being blessed by these episodes. A couple of books that I am strongly suggesting that will help you along the lines of which we are teaching. Angels of Light. And an angel of light is a demon that is masquerading as something nice and something good, as something of God. And Paul said in one of his letters, says it's no strange thing that Satan transforms himself into an angel of light, seeking to deceive. So that's what this book is about. It's about false prophets, false prophecies, and the church and the world today. And then I have another book called Prophets and Prophecy, which also it shows the positive about the gift of prophecy. So you'll learn about positive and biblical prophets and prophecy, but it also addresses how to recognize false prophets and false prophecies. So those are the two books I'm recommending this week. They're available on my website, eddiehyatt.com. They're also available on Amazon. Now today, I want to talk about the authority, how to exercise the authority that we have in Christ. Now, this is very important when it comes to dealing with the devil and with demons. Exercising our authority. And I'm going to read from the scriptures in Matthew chapter 8 about Jesus ministering to a non-Jewish person. He was actually a Roman centurion. He was an Italian stationed there in Israel at the time. Of course, the land of Israel was under the authority of Rome. And the centurion came to Jesus, and verse 6 of Matthew 8, he says, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. In other words, in incredible pain. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard, he marveled. Now, we read different times where Jesus, he is exasperated with the lack of faith in his own disciples. But here is a foreigner, and Jesus marvels at his faith. Now, one reason is, we're going to see here, he understands how authority works. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, be it done unto you. The Greek, it's not just an affirmation, but an exclamation, a command. As you have believed, be it done unto you. And his servant was healed that same hour. Now, here is what impressed Jesus. And this is the understanding that this centurion had. A centurion was a Roman officer that had 100 soldiers under him. And so he asked Jesus, tells Jesus about his servant. And Jesus, who is always so ready to heal, said, I will come and heal him. And the centurion says, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. And he said, but you can just speak the word, because, Lord, I am a man under authority. I have authority. And I say to one of my soldiers, go, and he goes. I say to another one, do this, and he does it. Now, Lord, I have observed that you also are a man of authority, but in a different realm. I have a certain authority here in the Roman Empire, in the Roman system. And I know how it works. It works through me exercising that authority. And I say to this one, go, he goes. I say to this one, come, he comes. I say to this one, do this, and he does it. And Lord, I recognize that you too are a man of authority, but in a different realm where I don't have any authority. And I know that all you have to do is just stand here and speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Oh, Jesus marveled. I have not found such a great faith in all of Israel. This man who has such understanding of authority and how it works and has such faith in my spoken word. And Jesus responded, "As you have believed, let it be done for you." And his servant was healed that same hour. When I was in the basic training many years ago, actually 1966, sort of at the height of the Vietnam War, I was drafted. But then I went ahead and joined because I was able to choose what area of the armed forces I wanted to serve in. And so I volunteered along with a friend. And we went to what was called boot camp, also basic training. And we were there for several weeks. And the drill sergeants, they were the ones who had authority. And they were the epitome of authority. They had been given authority to train us and shape us into soldiers. And they did not ask us to do anything. When it was time early in the morning to fall out and get into formation, they didn't say, "Hey, fellas, would y'all come out here and..." No, they shouted, "Fall out!" And then, you know, that meant you fell out and you got into your formation. And then they would shout commands, "Attention!" And that means you stood at attention. "About face!" And then you turned. "Forward march!" And then you started marching. They never said anything, "Oh, come on, guys. Come on, please, Latin." No, it was all commands, snapped, shouted, commands. And we responded. They were people, the drill sergeants, they knew about authority. They knew they had authority, and they knew how authority worked. And it was expressed through their spoken words of command. Wow. And Smith Wigglesworth, the famous British evangelist, he told about, he was at a bus stop one day, and there was a woman that was coming to the bus stop, and her little dog was following her, and she kept turning around and saying, "Oh, go back, please, go back home." But the little dog kept following. "Go back, go back." And finally, she turned around and she stomped her feet and she shouted, "Get out of here!" And the little dog turned, tucked his tail, and took off running. And Smith Wigglesworth said right out loud, "That's the way you've got to treat the devil." Yeah, you don't just say, "Mr. Devil, please leave me alone." No, you speak commands. As a child of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, you speak commands in the name of Jesus. And James chapter 4, verse 7, and I'm going to turn over just to make sure, because this is a very important passage along these lines. And I believe it's James chapter 4, verse 7. Yes, it is. It says, "Therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." Two different postures. Submit to God. In other words, yield yourself up to God. Yield yourself to who he is and to all that he says about you. Yield yourself that you are who he says you are. You are his child. You have his authority. You have the right to use his name. Submit, yield to God. But then resist, stand against the devil, and he will flee from you. By the word, that word flee, the Greek word means to run in terror. And it has the connotation of someone being so frightened that their hair is standing out on end. My friends, you must realize that at the cross and resurrection, Jesus dealt Satan and demonic forces such a final, devastating blow that when the newest believer who knows his authority or her authority in Jesus Christ and they yield themselves to God, and they stand against and they resist the devil, he runs in terror like someone so frightened that their hair is standing out on end. I'll never forget when I was in Bible school. I felt like I was under some kind of spiritual demonic attack. I just felt like my mind was in some kind of a vice, like it was just being squeezed. And I still remember walking across the campus. And I had learned, I was a new believer before I was ever married. I don't even think I'd met Sue at this time. But I was walking along the campus, and I had learned about the authority that we have in Jesus. And I began to speak to those demons that I believed were oppressing me. I said, "You foul devils, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to loose your hold, to stop your attack from me, and I command you to flee in the name of Jesus Christ." And my friends, that has been, I guess, almost 50 years ago. But I'll never forget, I felt such an immediate, it was like something just turned me loose, and all of a sudden my mind just felt so free and liberated. Wow. So no, you don't play games with the devil. You don't say, "Please, Mr. Devil." No, you realize you are a person of authority because you now belong to God, and he has given you the authority of his name. And so now when you believe or even suspect that you are up against demonic forces, no, you stand and you exercise that authority that is yours through Jesus Christ, and you speak to the devil and you command him to flee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I trust you're being blessed. I'd love to hear from you. Go to my website, eddiehyatt.com. There's an email there. And hey, if you would feel, I'll ask you to prayerfully consider giving an offering to our ministry to help us to continue spread the good news of Jesus Christ all over the world. There's a donate button there on the website. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.